Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islamic economic directive is the notion that it has severely prohibited gambling. The Quran has said that gambling is something which cannot be tolerated in any circumstances. Now, the basic reason because of which gambling is prohibited is, and this is the case also with all other directives, that Quran wants to purify one's soul, one's own dealings also. The Quran says that a person who has cleansed its soul is something which one should cherish for. So therefore, it has prohibited everything which hinders this purification of the soul, and gambling is one such thing. It produces cowardice in a person because a person does not rely on hard work. It produces a person who is superstitious in nature. He is distracted from the ideals, higher ideals of life, and he wants to make easy money, and therefore he does not want to take any risk. He does not want to work hard, and the result in the words of the Quran is that that Satan creates enmity between people as a result of this gambling, and of course he stops them from praying to God and from remembering him. Now, this whole thing has been mentioned in the sublime words of the Quran in the following way. The Quran says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu innamal khamru wal maisaru wal ansabu wal azlam ridsum min amal ash-shaytan fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun innama yuridu ash-shaytanu an yuqi'a baynakum al-adawata wal baghdha'a fil khamri wal maisir wa yasuddakum an zikrillahi wa anis-salah fahal antum muntahun. Believers, this liquor and gambling and idols and these divining arrows are abominations devised by Satan. Avoid them that you may succeed. Satan seeks to stir up enmity and hatred among you by means of liquor and gambling, and to keep you from the remembrance of Allah and from the prayer. Will you not then abstain from them? So the Quran has very sternly mentioned and very underscored the need of the fact that a person should abstain from liquor and from gambling. Because gambling and liquor are something, they create disharmony and moral misconduct in a person. And as the Quran, I just read out to you, has said, that this is something through which Satan stirs up enmity and hatred between people. And also, it keeps them from remembering God and from praying. We know that the prayer is the ultimate form of remembering God, and it is the fundamental directive of Islam. Now, what gambling does is it stops people from doing so. So therefore, because of these evils, the Quran has underscored the fact that gambling should be prohibited at all costs. And one must not indulge in any form of gambling. We know that betting, for example, or indulging horse races and in betting on them, and there are various other forms which occur in our society which represent this gambling mindset. So therefore, because of these evils, the Quran has emphasized and stressed that one must abstain from gambling at all costs. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ